Country 102.5's Feel Good Story, Jonathan Weir and Ayla Brown.
Here's a couple stories that'll just make you feel good today. If you're looking for the secret to happiness, don't go on the internet like this celebrity. Apparently, Selena Gomez, I learned yesterday that she has not been on the internet in 4.5 years. She says it has absolutely changed her life. She says, quote, I'm happier. I'm more present. I connect with more people. And she's done all of this to protect her mental health. So, question in the studio, could we ever do this? I don't think I can based on our job.
I couldn't do my job and do it,
But if you didn't have this job, could you?
Yeah, totally could.
Yeah.
I've said this many times that the only reason I'm on social media at all is because of this job.
Yeah.
It really is. Like,
But the internet, she's saying she hasn't been on the internet.
That's a toughie.
That's amazing.
That would be tough. Because what is that? If I'm on YouTube TV or Hulu Live or something,
right,
that's how I watch TV.
Right.
Is that technically the internet?
So true. Also, Red Sox have their last spring training game today, but they have their first regular season games. They're going to be going to Yankee Stadium. They're playing Thursday, 1:05 p.m., Saturday at 4:05, and then Sunday at 7:08. So go Sox, which brings me into this story about Big Poppy, David Ortiz. I love him. He's teamed up with Whistle Pig, which is a whiskey company locally, not in Massachusetts, but up in Vermont. So it's still New England based. And they are creating a single barrel rye. It was aged in American oak barrels for 6 years and finished, which is, this is the most important part, in barrels containing toasted custom David Ortiz DO34 baseball bats. It's the first baseball bat finished whiskey in history. So think about it. If you buy one of Big Poppy's Whistle Pig whiskeys, you kind of have a history of like maybe a home run that he hit from Fenway Park, like as a Red Sox. I think that is just so amazing. It's also, there's going to be less than 100 barrels, and it's available online, which BT Dubs, I went and bought some today. I bought two pre-ordered.
How much are they?
They're only $49.99, but a little, here's a hint, they do not deliver in Massachusetts, so I had to have it sent to my parents' house. So they're going to open up the thing and be like, what?
Do your parents know about this?
No, they have no idea.
So get out their address so people can ship them the whiskey and then they can just go to your parents' house and pick it up.
But this is really cool. Some of the proceeds will go to the David Ortiz Children's Fund to help low-income children suffering from congenital heart disease.
Awesome.
Congratulations to David Ortiz. I think it's awesome. And I never condone drinking too much, but when it's for a good cause, I mean, bottoms up.
If you drink too much of his whiskey, you'll get whiskey from a designated hitter, and then you'll need a designated driver.
Look at you.
See?
Oh, that's your Feels Good. It's brought to us by Cupcake Lighthearted. All the taste, 80 little calories. Please drink Cupcake Lighthearted responsibly.
Wow, alcohol, that feels good today.
I know, sorry.
Coming up, we're going to do $1,000 Minute. Here is a question that I'll be asking you, $1,000.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.